New Zealanders understand what's been going on with the Vatty leaks and the Vatican Bank scandals? Has that been covered in the New Zealand media?
No. Of course
it hasn't.
Of course they don't.
Really?
All right. Well, do the people of England understand all of that? No? No.
Well, they understand that Jimmy Savile rather suspiciously was given the equivalent of a knighthood by the Pope, and they're all now wondering what on earth was going on. And they also, amazingly, most people in Britain do know now that Prince Charles was not only friends with Jimmy Savile, but was actually visiting Jimmy Savile's house
Scotland. Can I make a detraction a little bit here? When we make generalizations about what the people know, when people say things like, most people, have you talked to most people? And the answer is obviously not. Nobody knows what most people think because nobody does polling. Have you done polling? I haven't done. But what I see is the effects. Okay, so let's act under the assumption that everybody in England knew that the Pope and the satanic Vatican or whatever were all full-on scumbaggery. Did everybody in the whole of England convert from Catholicism that day when that information came out? No. There was no spike. There was nothing even noticeable. So the answer is people don't give a frack, all right? And I think that is actually, you've asked me a lot about what New Zealanders think about this, what New Zealanders think about that. My answer is New Zealanders, on the whole, don't think at all.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that's unfortunate because it's the same for everybody everywhere. And it's not New Zealanders or anybody else's fault per se that they can't think. It's been forced upon them. Okay, it's an enforced ignorance, and it's really sad because it's kind of like, how could you come into the world, all of a sudden you are thrust into a grand designed prison, okay, and you don't even know it's a prison. You're not told it's a prison, and then you start being educated in this prison, and they tell you, you have to be a slave, you have to be a slave. Being a slave is good. And you're like, really? That doesn't make any sense. Shut up. You're going to get detention if you don't think being a slave is good. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, that's trauma-based mind control, isn't it? That's what I figured out that high school was, trauma-based mind control.
Absolutely.
Were you traumatized in high school? I was. I don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, if you managed to make your way through a whole school day at my school without being stabbed, you did very well, let alone whether you'd learn anything that day. That's the kind of school I went to.